try to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The Prime Minister is warning the world as we knew it has now gone, while promising to help shelter British business from the storm caused by Donald Trump's trade tariffs. Writing in a Sunday paper, Keir Starmer's also calling for cool heads, saying the UK's priority is a trade deal with the US. 10% levies apply to British goods heading to the United States, although cars are charged at 25%. Demonstrations against the actions of the Trump administration have been staged in every state of the USA. More than 1,200 were organised after a week which saw the imposition of those trade tariffs and huge losses on stock markets. The Kremlin's defence ministry has accused Ukraine of intensifying attacks on Russia's energy infrastructure. It says Kyiv hit targets 14 times between Friday and Saturday, despite a deal on leaving the two countries' power and heat sectors alone. The international security expert at The Times, Edward Lucas, is pessimistic about a peace deal.
When Secretary of State Rubio was at the NATO ministerial, he was telling colleagues and the press that Russia is playing for time, these are delaying tactics, and give it another couple of weeks and we'll really take the gloves off. I just don't see that.
And Labour has suspended the MP and Mayor Dan Norris after being detained on the suspicion of sexual offences. The member for North East Somerset and Hannam has been released on bail. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Welcome to you. I'm Sam Pittis. Whether you're tucked up in bed, whether you're up working, wherever you are, there's fantastic music to get your day started.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
A prelude founded on the Welsh hymn tune Rosa Medre by Vaughan Williams, the Royal Northern Sinfonia directed by Richard Hickox. And we heard Morning Mood from Peer Gynt Suite No. 1 by Grieg, the orchestra of the Suisse Romande, Guillaume Tournier was directing on Classic FM. Welcome to you, I'm Sam Pittis. Hope you're in a morning mood. We'll have another selection from our album of the week very shortly, and we'll hear from Verdi too. I mentioned to you that it was my daughter's birthday last week, and it's my wife's birthday today, so there's been lots of cake in our house. And my plan to make sure my children don't eat unhealthily, they don't eat too much cake, I have to have double helpings. That's my plan to help them. That's what I tell myself. Anyway, I'm not sure how Beethoven felt about cake. He was rather fond of macaroni cheese, actually, a particular type of mac and cheese. Doesn't quite hit the spot in the way that cake does. This is Beethoven. This is his Piano Concerto No. 1.
Thank you.
The second movement of Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 1. The Netherlands Radio Philharmonic Orchestra, Carina Kanellakis was directing, and Alice Sarah Ott was the soloist. Alice Sarah Ott, who has a new album of nocturnes by John Field, only released a couple of weeks ago, and in fact she's performing in the UK this week. She's at the Barbican Centre. Morning to you. This is Classic FM. There's more where that came from, and a prelude to your day, courtesy of Verdi.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
an opera double bill. The Segadia from Carmen by Bizet, played by the Barcelona Symphony Orchestra, Pablo González conducting. And the prelude to Act One of La Traviata by Verdi, performed by the Johann Strauss Orchestra, André Rieu conducting on Classic FM. Time for the final selection from our album of the week from the Ensemble Pygmalion and a brand new recording of Johann Sebastian Bach's Mass in B minor. The notes that go along with this album by Raphael Pichon, Pygmalion's director, really get to the grand sense of the Mass in B minor. He talks about it being overwhelming. He describes it as an extraordinary celestial gallop. Well, I think that sets us up nicely for a selection for a Sunday morning. Perhaps nobody does grandeur quite like Johann Sebastian Bach. Dona Nobis Pacem from the Mass in B minor. Julie Rosette was the soprano, Beth Taylor the mezzo-soprano with Pygmalion, Raphael Pichon was directing. And a new album of the week, tomorrow morning from 10 with Alexander Armstrong. He's with you every weekday morning. And I'm Sam Pittis with music for your Sunday morning, whether you're up and about already or whether you're staying tucked up in bed. We'll hear from Mozart very shortly, and a composer who said that Mozart was immortal. A symphony by Schubert, on the way on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
In just a few weeks, we'll be lighting up the Royal Albert Hall for Classic FM Live.
Celebrating the greatest film music, and we'd love you to be there.
Every day next week, you could win tickets to our blockbuster concert on the 24th of April, along with £800 for travel and accommodation to make it extra special.
It's thanks to Viking, exploring all seven continents in comfort.
To win, listen to Alexander Armstrong every morning next week from 10.
Classic FM.
This Easter at Lidl, we're hatching something special. Try our Good Housekeeping Institute taste-approved layered Easter eggs with caramelised biscuit or gooey salted caramel in between smooth milk chocolate. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price. Subject to availability, selected stores, GB only.
At Pension Bee, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionbee.com and be pension confident when investing your capital is at risk.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
With LV, I can get my home insurance from just £179. They've made it easy for me to get a great price. And their 24/7 emergency helpline lets me look after what matters to me. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers paid £179 or less August 2024 to January 2025. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
The finale of a horn quintet by Mozart, the Klenker Quartet, and Stefan Katter performing that finale on Classic FM, where we heard from Schubert his Symphony No. 5, played by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, Neville Mariner, conducting that opening movement. Whatever you've got planned today, do keep the music close. Joanna Gosling with you from 1, as she is every Sunday lunchtime, and then Stephen Mangan's with you for your Sunday afternoon from 4. Maybe that's just putting your feet up with great musical company. Stephen with you from 4. A work next, full of magic. inspired by Goethe, this is The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Thank you.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice by Paul Dugas, the Toulouse Capital Orchestra, conducted by Michel Plasson. A little Tchaikovsky and our official start to the day. Our dawn chorus to come on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
This spring, transform your home in a flash with Hillary's. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, in our flash event, get an extra 10% off everything until the 17th of April, including an extra 10% off all blinds, curtains, shutters and awnings in our sale. And with Hillary's, measuring and fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
Meet Sarah.
Hi there.
Sarah's pranked her car miles from home, and she's not sure if her insurance covers getting back. Thankfully, Sarah's got car insurance with Aviva. If you've had an accident and your car's not safe to drive, we'll get you safely home. You'll have your feet up in no time, Sarah.
Thank goodness.
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk. Onward travel arrangements on comprehensive cover. Geographical restrictions apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
On your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The Labour MP Dan Norris is under suspension from the party after being arrested by police investigating allegations of historic child sex offences. He's been questioned and bailed by the Avon and Somerset Force. The Prime Minister says he will try to protect British business from the impact of Donald Trump's tariffs. He's promising measures which will make the UK less exposed to global economic shocks. Tom Harrigan reports.
Writing in a Sunday paper, Sir Keir Starmer insists he'll do everything necessary to defend the national interest after a 10% tariff on British goods sent to America came into effect. He also says the government will set out plans in the coming week to improve domestic competitiveness and shelter business from the storm. Jaguar Land Rover's already announced it's pausing exports to the US because of the tariffs, and economists believe there's now a significant chance of a global recession.
Two Labour MPs have been deported from Israel while trying to enter the country. The Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, has issued a statement saying they were members of a parliamentary delegation. He's also calling the news unacceptable, counterproductive and deeply concerning. And the retail and hospitality sectors are warning high street jobs and investment plans are now at risk because of today's changes to national insurance payments. Employers will have to make larger contributions on behalf of their workers. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Morning to you. I'm Sam Pittis. Is it tea or coffee for you this morning? Maybe first of the day goes rather well with our dawn